What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 182 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Izzy.
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
It's like everyone's logged into a game at the same time they play today.
But are we all logged into different games? Or
no,
are
you playing Assassin's Creed? I'm on Destiny as well, just because I wanted to quickly jump in and grab the bounties and just look at something real quick. But I'm not an AC, because I wouldn't actually play AC. I mean, if anything, I'd just leave it on. I could have both open, then just leave AC on so I get crew money in the safe.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what I'm doing, but I decided to, oops.
Yeah, that's what I'll
just, yeah.
I'll do that. Like, I'll just, if I play Destiny, I'll put it on my second monitor, and then just leave Assassin's Creed open on my main TV. And just like, okay, while I do these bounties, I'm just going to rake up some money. There we go. But, all right, I guess we can just recap some of the stuff at Paris Games Week. I didn't watch all the trailers, because I didn't watch the conference, considering it was at, like, what, 9 a.m. or something like that. And then I just watched some of the videos and then listened to people talk about a lot of the other stuff. But I'm sure we can talk about some of it. Some of the things they announced. They announced Matterfall, which is by Housemarque. But it was just a, you know, trailer, so there was no real actual gameplay.
But the trailer was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I don't want any more like twin stick shooters from them. I want them to do something new.
Well, there's that thing where it goes to the side view and it almost makes it look like it could be a side scroller, and instead of being like an isometric, like Dead Nation or the sphere thing from Resogun, just straight up side motion. I mean, I guess the sphere is kind of the same as the flat plane, but it could be interesting. We'll see what happens. I mean, they make great games, so it's not like they made something bad. So it should be good.
No, I agree. They make great games, but when they make great games, sometimes you want them to try something new.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I'd love to see them actually branch out from, like, they've kind of done the twin stick shooter pretty much every game. Like, Alien Nation was twin stick. Super Stardust was, you know, twin stick.
Yeah, every game I think they did was a twin stick, but yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens. What else do we have here? They also showed the trailer for Avicii Vector, which is a music game, a rhythm action game rather. It's a collaboration between Hello There Games and a well-known DJ, Avicii. I don't know, but he must be famous over there.
You don't know who Avicii is?
No.
Oh.
DJ Avicii? No.
I thought he was like one of the more like really popular DJs, but
I don't listen to DJs, so no one DJs rock music. So
no.
If it makes you feel better, I have no idea who he is either.
Like, I thought he was like Skrillex level, but I guess maybe just in the EDM.
Like, I know
he's popular.
Deadmau5 and Skrillex, and I guess that would be it.
Yeah.
Let me put it for you in context, Sia. It took me a while to remember what EDM actually stood for. Like, that should give you a cue.
Okay, so you have like no idea who anybody is.
I know who Skrillex is.
Mm. Like, that's
I know of Skrillex, yes. And I know of Deadmau5. But the only reason I know of Deadmau5 is because of a Grimm episode where they parodied him and they had a DJ that was modeled after him.
Yeah, also he plays a lot of game shows as well, so.
Yeah.
What else we got? We got a new character in Street Fighter V. We also got the new Star Wars Battlefront trailer that showed some of the other hero characters in play. Tekken 7 was officially announced. Gearbox showed off some Battleborn, and that the beta will be coming next year. We also got a game called Boundless.
Is it weird that I keep expecting Gearbox to go out of business?
Nah.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens with them and how this game does, especially considering it's like they have a lot of similarities between Overwatch and their game.
Mm-hmm.
Especially characters and just the general idea, I suppose.
Yeah.
We can see how it goes. What else we got? No Man's Sky got a new trailer, which also gave it a release window of June
2016. Yay!
Bloodborne got another trailer, which is weird. I'm like, okay, I guess. Like, we're obviously going to get that, the Old Hunters everyone's going to play it, so I don't know why you'd show another trailer, but okay. Especially because it's only like a minute.
Because it was badass.
I guess, but I mean, you're showing me same the stuff I've seen before. Just it was weird that they...
You have to... Compared to other games, though, they've really only showed like 2 or 3 trailers. It hasn't really been that many.
But it's only... It's DLC. Like, I feel like DLC, you only need like the teaser and then a trailer and that's it. Like, maybe 2 for DLC.
Yeah, but From Software's DLC has always been like a notch up from pretty much every other company's DLC. Like, I'd put them on par with CD Projekt Red in terms of DLC quality.
Sure, but because the length of it isn't that long, and of as far as how much you'll actually play for the DLC, I don't want to see a bunch from it. Just like, I didn't watch the trailers for The Witcher expansions, because it's like, that, well, one, because that's so story-driven. It's like, well, and this expansion is just this story, maybe with some side quests, obviously. It's like, I want to play that. Whereas the main game, I'll watch the trailer because I was, you know, there's so much going on that it's probably not going to spoil a lot, where I didn't want to be spoiled on the Witcher expansion. So I don't want to see any more of Bloodborne, because if there's some crazy creature, I don't want to get ruined.
I will say, yeah, the Bloodborne, the things that get spoiled for you aren't story elements. It's usually like scenery and creatures.
Yeah, it's like I don't need to see it. It's like I want it. It's like, oh, this area looks familiar from the trailer. That means I'm probably going to see that one crazy thing.
Like, but the first time walking into Anne Orlando was ridiculously cool.
Yeah. Then we also got the... it was rumored at the day before that Drive Club was getting bikes. And then they showed the Drive Club bikes trailer. Which, there were parts in that trailer where I'm watching it, and it looked really good. Like, well, it looks good anyways. But there's parts like, this looks like real footage for a second. Some of the slow-mo shots where it was, I think the particular shot that was like, there was a camera angle, it was on the other side of a railing or like a side rail. And so it's kind of giving you a quick glimpse of the bike as the camera moves across and it only has, you know, the slits you could look through. That looked really good, but the whole the models and everything looked great in that trailer. So people, there's a lot of people that still play Drive Club. I have on my friends list. Played that PSN demo for a while. It was good.
Wasn't that the one that was like really, really, well, one of the ones that was really, really broken when it came out?
It was the servers had issues. Like, the game itself was fine, but they had massive server problems.
Oh, okay.
That was a problem.
Which,
of course,
yeah, only got fixed like a year and a half later, and then it was free for a month when it was supposed to be free on PS4 launch.
Yeah, and they gave you a lot of free content as well, though, for people, which is good.
But the unfortunate part about it, it's actually a pretty good game.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Is like, I played it. It's fun. And I'm like, I kind of wish if this had been out at launch, I would have played it a lot more.
Like, yeah, it's not a 10 out of 10 game, but no. It's, you know, a solid 7.5 out of 10, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not huge into racing games, right. But I had fun playing it. I was like, you know.
No, so. And at launch, it didn't have to compete with, you know, Witcher, Destiny, Metal Gear Solid, all of those games. And I probably would have played a lot of it if it was actually out at launch, like it was supposed to be, and free, and it didn't have server problems, but because of all the issues, it was kind of like what would have been like a launch 8 or 9 has just gone down in quality just because it can't compete anymore.
Yeah. But, like I said, there's just still a big fan base to still play it, so like, at least they'll have the expansion, so that's good. What else we got? We also got they showed the gameplay demo that they showed at E3 to press behind closed door for Horizon Zero Dawn. So you guys see some of that.
So cool.
Yeah, it looks so good.
So excited.
Yeah, I look forward to that. It should be nice and fun. What else we got here? We have... They showed Gravity Rush 2, which looked a lot like Gravity Rush. They showed the Uncharted 4 multiplayer trailer, which I thought looked awesome. They're doing some interesting things in there that I can't wait to give a try. I love that idea of calling in that NPC buddy system. That seems really cool. Not to mention the fact that you can use the mystical elements from the other games in the multiplayer, like when Elena looks like she drinks that stuff that the djinn have in Uncharted 3, like when he's hallucinating. Spoilers. But... And it looks like, yeah, that, and then he throws down El Dorado, and it just summons all the spirits that kill everyone. I thought that was pretty cool.
It looks like a really fun multiplayer.
Yeah, it looks really good. I love the fact that it looks like you can use that the rope almost anywhere because he uses it at one point. What I thought was interesting was there's a lot of that part when him and his brother are next to each other, him and Sam, and they are talking. And I know there's a lot of talking in other games. Like, Last of Us multiplayer has a lot of talking where it's like, you know, you go to open up your backpack to craft something, you're kind of like, hold on, like, or give me a sec, whatever. And then it's like, you craft something, and then when you get out of your backpack, you're like, all right, good to go. Or you're like, set down a grenade. You know, you do something. Like, they talk to each other. So it's kind of the thing where I like that they do to where if you don't have a headset, at least you can kind of get what's going on. Mm. Or, you know, you call out the enemy like Hunter or Firefly. Like, you can, they know this stuff. So if you're not communicating, at least you get that from the NPC or the characters. But there's a lot of talking between characters in the trailer. So I didn't know if that was something that was actually going to be in the multiplayer, which I thought would be really cool because I like that idea of, because then if you have, and that's the problem I have a little bit with certain games when I upload a Let's Play, or not a Let's Play, but like a video clip, but I don't include my audio, or at least if it's a Last of Us clip, there's a lot of dialogue already from the characters. So it adds something to it versus just being, you know, maybe some footage of me doing something and it's super quiet because none of the characters say anything.
I actually hated the talking in that trailer.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay, so I get what you're saying. I like the talking in like trailers and the character interaction. It was too over the top. There was too much of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll probably tone it down, especially because it was cut together. Like, it was just constantly going from one thing to the next. So it was just, it could have been just back-to-back dialogue. I mean, I can cut a Last of Us multiplayer trailer to make it look like there's the same amount of communication as well. So it could be maybe that there is, but because of the nature of the trailer, it's not really that
common. No, I don't think it was, the actual gameplay will be like that. I just think I didn't really like the direction that, I didn't like how it was directed.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah,
it makes it seem like there's just too much going on.
Oh, I love it. I'm like, oh, so much stuff. But I love the multiplayer in that too. It was great. But yeah, we can, like I said, we'll see what happens. The beta comes out in December. I haven't looked at the, I don't have the box, so I can't, I don't know when the trailer comes out for, not trailer, I don't know when the beta comes out for the people that played, got the Uncharted Nathan Drake collection, but it will be playable at PSX. That'll be fun, play it there. Let's see, we also saw another trailer for Dreams, had a stage demo. And then Crytek, announced Robinson the Journey, which is a PlayStation VR game. Let's see. Oh, we also got another VR game called Battle Zone. We also got more another footage from Rigs, which is that VR game. Gran Turismo Sport got shown. Apparently, there's supposed to be some VR compatibility there as well, which could be interesting. Another game we got shown, which hadn't been seen for a while, is that game Wild. They showed
which
that.
Actually looks kind of fantastic.
Yeah, it looks better than it looked back when they first announced it. When they first announced it, especially because it got announced next to a bunch of other bigger things, it was kind of like, I was like, meh, whatever.
It was kind of like a concept trailer when they first announced it.
Yeah, it like, kind of had like
this,
a...
Yeah, it was a, this is, you know, the concept behind our game. We'll make it into a game later.
But, yeah, it looked, I watched the trailer, it's like that 5 minutes, but it kind of shows them talking and a little bit of stuff. Looks interesting. But anyway, let's see what else we have. We also got the David Cage's new game, Detroit Become Human, which is definitely based off that Kara demo on the PS3 from, a few years back. But that looks good.
That's the problem with the games, though. They always look good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whether or not they actually are good is...
Yeah, but also, like, I felt like... Well, I liked them all so far. Like, the only problems I had with Beyond Two Souls was I felt like there was only a couple scenes where it was the... I don't know, the acting, I suppose, where it was depending on the choice you made. I felt like the reactions from certain characters was either not what I was expecting or I felt like the choices they would make based on something, a decision I made, was a little weird. I was like, that's weird. It doesn't feel like that's what it should be. But like people, a lot of people didn't like the fact that you jump around in her life, like, you know, forward in time, back when she's a kid, a little in between. I really like that, but I know a lot of people don't. Like, a lot of people, the critics, like, some didn't enjoy it, some did. So that's a really divisive one of his. But I enjoyed Beyond Two Souls. I really liked Willem Dafoe's performance in it as well.
I liked Heavy Rain, I think, the most out of the games. Beyond Two Souls, it wasn't horrible. It just, I don't know, it never clicked with me. It was kind of one of those, their games are kind of light on gameplay, heavy on story elements. And Heavy Rain, I really liked the story for it. Mm-hmm. And I thought they captured the drama really well of losing a kid and how someone would react to that.
Yeah.
Beyond Two Souls, it just, I never had that like clicking moment of this is drawing me in. I want to play more. I want to know what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see that. What else we got here? But it looks interesting. I'll be, because of the nature of it, like, you're the android who basically is aware, and all the other androids are kind of looking at it. It kind of reminds you, like, I feel like I might know where it's going to go, but we'll see.
Well, it is something we've seen countless times in movies, so.
Well, typically it's never from mm-hmm. the robot's perspective, traditionally. Like, I mean, sure.
iRobot kind of was.
No, but iRobot was, it was Will Smith, and he was just working with Sonny, and Sonny was the one, and they were just trying to, he was trying to stop, what was the professor's name? The guy who died, who we told Sonny to kill him. He was trying,
his huh? boss.
Yeah, he was trying to stop the AI. Like, that was his big thing. He wanted to stop the artificial intelligence. So he created Sonny to help do that. It wasn't necessarily create Sonny to help liberate, you know, the other androids. He had a singular purpose. It was like, I need to stop this AI because AI is getting out of control and it's going to enslave everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, and then even in like Short Circuit, it's like he becomes self-aware, but the other robots were military units. So it wasn't like he was trying to free the military machines. He became Johnny Five. So,
Johnny yeah, it's just one. We've had a lot of movies lately, like dealing with, you know, AI and what makes them real or not, and mm-hmm. shit like that. Like Ex Machina came out recently,
which was a fantastic movie
dealing with that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, so who knows? But you figure that's kind of the downside, is where this obviously was in development for a long time. So would a movie like Ex Machina or a game like Soma, you know, to where it's like, they're in development for so long that if you, by the time you get done, it's like, that's gotta suck. I mean, it's not, it's like when we talk about Santa Monica and how they totally scrapped their game after Destiny got announced.
Yeah.
It's like, not everybody, you know, can do that or would do that. Or it's like, we see a game that, hey, this has a lot of similarities. I don't do it. Or this is just narrative that it could be similar. But I mean, a lot of stuff is the same narratively. You just, some people tell it better than others.
Well, hell, what was the other one that just came out? Or it didn't come out yet, but it was the people who made Bioshock were doing that game where Perception, where you play as a blind person.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that article about how another studio was developing basically the exact same game, and then the Bioshock people announced theirs first, and they had a night where they were like, what do? Do we just give up because we can't make a game as good as they can?
Or
do we still release it even though it's going to be similar?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's got to be, especially for small studios and stuff as well. I'm not that Quantum's small, but I'm just talking about the small guys. But
mm-hmm.
but again, it's like, even if a game tells a or has a similar concept, some people will definitely tell its story better than others. So I'll definitely play this game because I've enjoyed all the other ones, so. From Quantic Dream, anyways. Let's see here. What else we got? And I think that was. Rob's and Jeremy talked about that. Yeah, I think that was basically the majority of the stuff that was announced. It all looks. It was a pretty good conference. like bunch of announcements from them. It's interesting, but I'll be curious how much of this will be also shown at in more detail at the PlayStation Experience.
I would imagine quite a bit of it.
Yeah, interesting. I'm really curious about all this VR stuff and how these people are approached. Like the Tekken 7 VR is weird. Like I mean, I know there's that thing I think from Insomniac where they were talking about using VR for third person. But I don't remember seeing this or hearing about it, but I was listening to people talk about it on a podcast, and they were saying how the way they were describing it, like, it made sense to use VR for a third-person game. But I don't remember this video or this interview. Like, I don't know if it was only to a press thing or what, but all these other VR games look interesting. I'm hoping, obviously it should be at PSX, but to definitely give Morpheus a shot. And play that there.
I want to see more of the Until Dawn VR game.
On Rails expansion.
Yeah. I think that could actually work pretty well.
Well, a lot of people say the same thing. They're like, just make it a game. Don't make it a Until Dawn game because it's not... they feel like, oh, this isn't Until Dawn. But it's like, you know, do whatever. You don't have to play it.
Mm-hmm. But, I heard that announcement and I was like, you know what? That could actually work out pretty damn well.
Yeah,
an on-rail game kind of solves the problem of, you know, the movement and freedom of movement.
Mm-hmm.
And Until Dawn has already, from what I've seen, I still haven't played it yet. That's on my list for today, actually. It's my Halloween game. Until Dawn certainly seems to have tackled the kind of somewhat on-rails style already with the choices you can make in the game. So yeah. I think a VR experience like that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Like I said, it'll be interesting. I'd probably, you know, depending on by the time it comes out and how much it is. And if you think about it, the first Until Dawn was first person that used move controllers. So it's, if you're like, oh, well, we've already done first person before, we changed it, might as well, you know, we could do this with this franchise. So, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, other than that, I guess that's all the news from there. I don't remember anything new that came out this week because I've been so distracted by the news from Paris Games Week. But I want to say maybe they... Didn't they, like, sneak release the next Minecraft Telltale episode? It was like, bam, it's out.
Oh, I don't know. I know Binding of Isaac Afterbirth came out, but I haven't actually played it yet.
Yeah, I think they released the... next episode, it was like, bam, it's out, which is a like stealth release, but which is cool. It's kind of, I kind of like when things do that. It's like, hey, this thing's out now.
But, by the way, the game you've been waiting for, it's out now.
Because Telltale's like
the part of the game you're waiting for.
You don't hear from them in like forever, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, you know,
yeah,
here you go. But it's like, oh, it'll be, oh, come on, Grenade, Jesus Christ. Destiny, that was the worst. I've never seen that happen. Anyways, no, I was just doing the thing where I had to get avoidability kills, which I hate those ones. I hate that bounty. It's so dumb.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
And I threw a grenade. I need one left. And I threw it. It hit the ground. And I was using the one where it forks off and hunts them down, because that's the better grenade. Because otherwise, if I throw the primary one, it just makes them run away. They don't stand in it to take damage over time. So the little thing searches them down and explodes. But the two things that went out to search for the guys nearby just totally got stuck on geometry and then didn't do anything. It's like, God damn.
What is tree? Don't understand.
So dumb. some of the bounties I hate, it's like, I just hate, I feel like the void one for me is like, well, I guess it's for everybody, but that's like
yeah. The
most common. It's always there. It's so dumb. I'm like, I hate this.
I agree. I can't stand the void one.
Yeah. It's stupid. All right, what else do I need? I need more super kills. But at least it's like, because the bounties are basically always the same, I essentially only have to go to two missions, depending on if I have Cabal Majors or not. It's like, well, I can do the majority of them at this one, and then I just go to the one mission on the moon. It's like two missions that you can run. It's like, it's basically, all right, that's it. It's all we need. But so the bounties are usually pretty quick to take care of. But, yeah, let me let's see. So I guess we can just go ahead and move on to... We've been playing Assassin's Creed, so I guess we can just talk about AC for a bit. I'm sure you're probably super far at this point.
I am on sequence 7 right now.
Yeah, of 9, right? There's 9 sequences in the game.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, oh, nice.
7 of 9.
Yep, 7 of 9. Jerry Ryan, man.
How dare you?
That, yeah. What?
How dare I don't us. Like Star Trek.
Oh, come on. Jerry Ryan, though? You can't come on.
I don't love Star Trek. I think there's better sci-fi shows out there. But if I hear like a silly pun or joke, I'm going to make it.
How dare you?
He's like, Ferengi. Yay. Like, what? Why are we talking about Ferengi all of a sudden?
Like, come on. Farscape, much better sci-fi show.
But.
What?
So what have you, since you aren't playing Assassin's Creed, you're just playing Destiny. Is there anything new you're playing, Isley?
I got my Flawless Raider, so that means Destiny is going to be dead to me in like a week now.
There you go.
Okay. I can get the Platinum Trophy, and it will be dead to me in a week. Well, no, I'm going to play it until dawn today, so ask me again at the end of the day.
Hey, I'll just come back in for
come back to me.
Supplemental yeah. portion of the podcast.
Be like, come back to me in like 12 hours.
Yeah, here we are with Isley, who just played Until Dawn. But... See, I can't talk to you about that yet because I'm going to play it at some point, so I want to be able to talk about different decisions and outcomes.
But you still haven't played it either?
No, because I picked it up because I was playing other things. I was playing Metal Gear at the time, and then I didn't want to just, like I said, I didn't want to just buy every game that came out at this point. I was like, you know, I'm not going to buy stuff right when it comes out because I'm not going to play it right away. And since I'm playing Assassin's Creed now, as well as hopping to Destiny to do the dailies and do some other stuff, it's like, well, I still don't have time for Until Dawn. I just picked up Resident Evil Revelations 2 because it was on sale, and today I'm going to play it with a friend of mine. We're going to sit down and play that, record some footage. But and then who knows? Maybe if it's on sale during November for Black Friday, I'll probably pick it up then, and then who knows when I'll play it. But although I do have a couple days in November that I'll be out, so I might play it then if I have time, because I don't know how quickly I'll get Fallout 4 right away, because that's going to be such a long game, I probably won't. And I'm not like...
No, I'm wait for Fallout 4 till, like, you don't have anything else to play.
Yeah, because it's not like I care about, like, oh, story spoilers.
But, nope, I'm just going to let it take over my life.
And it's like, I'm not this one of those people who's all crazy about it, like, oh, God, it's going to be my world. I'm like, that doesn't matter.
Like Isley.
Yep, like me. Totally going to let it take over my life. I am so okay with that.
But yeah, so we'll see. I mean, that'll probably be... I'll play it at some point. But everything else I might as well play before because it'll just take so long. I still have to play the Witcher DLC, which I downloaded, but I haven't played yet. I'm trying to think of what else I have here. I also downloaded... I don't know if I'll play Broken Age at any point. I do want to finish playing Uncharted 3 on the Nathan Drake Collection. I want to go back and play more, Metal Gear Online. Because I haven't played that for a bit. I was going to play it the other day, but I ended up playing Last of Us with my buddy. So I guess we can go ahead and jump into Assassin's Creed. We won't get into spoilers, because I'm not too far. I'm only on sequence 4?
Yeah. Isn't that what sequence you were on last time?
No, I was on 3.
There's a lot to do in this game.
Yeah, I end up getting distracted, or I'll log in, and I don't have a whole lot of time to play. So it's like, by the time I get done doing some bounties on Destiny, and then getting there, it's like, I set my waypoint, I'm like, okay, here it is. Then it's like, oh, here's a Templar hunt, or free these kids, or do this side quest. I'm like, oh, I gotta do all the sides. Oh, here's Darwin. Go help him. I'm like, oh, I gotta do this. But I had a mission where, it was that Darwin mission where you have to go turn on, you know, you're hunting down the source of the drugs, and I go into that warehouse, and when it loads up that quest, once I get to that rooftop, and you know, you see the cutscene where he runs and hides. Once it gets out of there, I end up running around and do something, and I was like, you know, I'm actually out. Kind of want to restart this real quick, so I restart, and when I restart and it loads back in, my HUD's gone, and I'm like, well, that's weird. I'm like, but I hit pause, so I was like, I hit pause and I restart again and it goes back and the HUD's still gone. And like, so I go into options, I turn the HUD off and then I turn the HUD back on, still doesn't come back. I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. I can play the game without the HUD because I know what all the buttons are. It's like, I played Assassin's mm-hmm. Creed since forever and I know where all the items are mapped. So I'm like, this will be fine. And I don't care about how many grenades I have, or grenades, bullets I have, because I don't use the gun a whole lot. So I run and I'm going, and there's this, you know, thing of barrels floating above a couple guys, and I want to drop it on them. I'm like, all right, well, let's switch to the knives. So I hit left, because that's what you do to get to the knives. Mm-hmm. But it won't switch to the knives. It only let me stay on the pistol.
Oh.
Which is kind of annoying. So I'm like, that was the only problem I had. I was like, I could play without the HUD, but it won't let me switch my knives. So I just used the pistol and took everyone out. And then after the cutscene where he gets out and we talk and we escape to that place, then the HUD came back. But yeah, that was a... I mean, I'm sure... I think I've seen that happen before. And if you just entirely back out and come back, not out of the game, but like to the main menu and go back, it fixed that. But I hadn't seen that in a long time. Then my cousin
I've never had my HUD just disappear before.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I've had important NPCs disappear a lot.
I've never seen that. My cousin had a thing where he was playing as Evie, and he did a quest he didn't realize that automatically switched him to or was for her.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened was, because he was already playing as her for some reason, when it he was switching him to, I don't know what happened. I was doing something. I was teaching him about switching characters, and all of a sudden, when it came out of the load screen, instead of it being Jacob, who was sitting there in the train or whatever, it was Evie. So there's two Evies. And he was walking around, and he posts a video of it, and it's just him walking, the other Evie's there. He's like, what the hell? And then he walks around a bit, and she walks around, and then all of a sudden she just disappears. And it's like the game corrected itself. I thought that was super funny. I was like, I've never seen that happen.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's good so far. Like I said, I'm not too far too. I do like that at least when you upgrade gear, it stays upgraded for both people.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got worried about that.
That's the saving grace of this dual character system, because otherwise I'm freaking irritated by it.
You don't like it?
No. I don't like that I switch characters and it boots me out to the menu. I don't like that I have to level up both of them separately, but they don't have, like, totally unique skill trees. There's just like the couple of skills for each of them that are unique to the characters.
Yeah, I wish there. Yeah, I kind of thought those out that there was. I mean, which I kind of like. Also, on the other hand, because then I play a lot as Evie, so I spec her, you know, more towards less the brawler side, more the sneaking and lock picking, all that. And I'm like, well, I might as well just do some of that for Jacob as well, with a little bit of the brawling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But especially because, you know, you do all those fight side quests.
Yeah.
But I try to, like, spec out main and Sam, because I don't want to get to, like, oh, I can't lock pick this lock because I have to play as Jacob. So I try to keep everything the same and just give some minor stuff to each one. But
I don't mind the stuff, like the lock picking or, like, the silent kills and stuff like that. But I was just hoping that since they had the separate characters that there would be more of, you know, specialties between the different characters, rather than just, oh, Evie does a little bit more damage with her knives and Jacob can be a better driver, or he takes less damage or whatever.
Jacob's the better driver? Really? Are you serious?
No.
She's
I mean, when I'm playing, they're both pretty awful. Yeah. But
she's killing horses left and right.
No, it's just like the driving stuff is like next to his little things on the tree. So I was just like, okay, I guess he's a better driver, but it's for both of them.
Yeah. Oh, that would be brilliant.
It doesn't matter when I'm driving. They're still running into everything and, you know, flipping the carriage over. But
yeah, he could be a better driver, but only she gets the waypoint and you have to drive around to him, not ask directions.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, like, I'm enjoying it
it's
a lot.
Fun, yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah, I love the characters, their interactions when they talk to each other.
How would you rate it compared to the other Assassin's Creed games so far?
I'm still
on the verge. Like, I kind of want to buy it. I'm kind of apprehensive still.
They're, so far, they're great characters. And I mean, I don't have like a super affinity for Ezio. I mean, I liked Ezio, but I spent three games with him. So it's like, you know, you see him when he's a kid to when he's super old, even to when he dies, if you watch that animated thing. But I was never like, I don't know. I didn't always think this is the best. I was, he was better than Altair, but, mm-hmm. And then
I like them.
I wasn't huge on Connor, but,
no, I hated Connor. He's a twat, but, yeah,
I like them a lot. The Eevee.
I like them. They're good. They're Eevee's great. Kind of a fucking killjoy, but Jake was pretty fun.
I like that they're different though, because I like that he's so, you know, I just,
they are basically together. They're basically Ezio. So.
I suppose. I like their personalities and their interactions more because, you know, Ezio's obviously not going to talk to himself back and forth to have that kind of same interaction. But, yeah, I like them a lot. They're really good. I liked, who is the, I'm totally blanking on the last guy's name from Unity.
Arno,
there we go. I liked when he interacted with that Templar. Chick is like the girl he liked.
What's her name? Elise.
Yeah, Elise. Like I thought I'd like their character interaction moments, but there wasn't a whole lot of them, and so it was like, you know, I can like that, but there wasn't enough of it, so I didn't really get to, you know, like a whole lot. Like I liked him better than Connor. I liked Edward Kenway a lot. But I think Eevee and Jacob so far they're basically at the top, and I'm only at, you know, only a couple of sequences in, so I've only seen a little bit of the interaction with them and other people, but I like them a lot so far.
What about the game as a whole?
I love it. The game as a whole is great. I love the, some people don't like that quick, speedy combat, you know, because it's so brawly, especially.
Oh, I love it.
I love it, because it just,
it's so good.
I love it being quick. I love some of the animations for taking out people. I wish there was they'd do it for when you took down, like, three people, because the animation of taking down two at the same time looks awesome. Especially when you have the freaking sword game, and like the way Eevee does it, where she just freaking,
she's fucking brutal, man.
Yeah, she's like hardcore. I'm like, oh, you gotta calm down. But yeah, they're awesome. Like I love the combat. I love the goddamn rope. The grappling hook is just so good. It's like,
oh, it's so fun.
This is, why didn't they needed this?
they needed this like five games ago. It's so great.
Yeah, it's so good. But, like, the only thing that can make this game better is if it had ship combat as well. But aside from that, like, bringing something from another game, like, this game is great. I love the gameplay. It's quick. I love that they added, I don't know, I like some minor tweaks to the gameplay I like a lot.
It feels very polished.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, other Assassin's Creed games, there's always that, you feel like there's something missing. Or you feel like there's something that could be done to make it a little bit smoother or handle a little bit better. I think it handles great.
Yeah, it handles really well. Definitely like, I like the side stuff that you do as well. I love the fact that you clear out areas a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just being like, take out the Templar Tower and then you own this region. Like, I love, oh, kidnap this guy. Take him out and bring him back to the police station, and you know, you'll raise your reputation with the police and stuff like that. I love all that little stuff, the freeing the kids, the all that. It's just so good. I love just all the side content you can do.
Yeah, they did, I think something too they did really well is how they handled the side content. It's not overly repetitive, and you get, you know, specialized rewards for depending on what you do, but it's not like you have to go way out of your way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of the reputation just by clearing the burrows, which exactly, helps you, you know, maneuver in the area anyway. So
yeah,
you go ahead and do that.
Yeah, it's
I really like it.
I like it a lot so far. Definitely really, really good. I was like that thing they did from Unity where you can like zoom in on the map, and but it's all like the 3D model of the world.
Yeah.
Instead of just being the flat, or when they first used to have it where it was just the like wireframe model, so the white model of a city, where now it's like everything's actually textured and everything. But
I wish shit was labeled though.
Like what?
Just like names of stuff.
Like for example,
like there's very little like named landmarks. But it would have been so helpful when I was looking for those stupid fucking secret things, like the names of squares or like the names of buildings if you zoom like way into the map.
Yeah, I guess that would help. Yeah, because when they don't really give you the landmark names on the map. Yeah, and usually like they give you like you can see the name of the borough, but other than that, it's like
with the secrets, it's like they have that little the poem that goes with like. It's very cryptic, but it goes with like the area that it's in.
Oh, that poem!
If you had seen like you know, Angel Square or something like that, you'd be like, "Oh, this might be it," because there's probably something to do with angels in there in this poem, and it just would have not taken me 6 hours to get the secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, should I really go after and try to collect all this stuff now? Since it's like you can do everything all at once and not have to wait like in other games because nothing's gated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't really need to, because it's not like I need gear grade stats, because I own everyone anyways. I'm the master assassin of playing these games. I don't need this gear to, like, I don't need to upgrade my gear. I can use little stuff and take people out. It's just, how quickly do I want to do it? Like, I'm in a rush. Do I really want to upgrade? It's like, yeah. But, so I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do this all right now. Like, I found some music boxes randomly when I was doing stuff. I'm like, yeah, I guess I'll go grab that box, or I'll go grab this stuff here, but I'm like, I'm in no rush to actually unlock any special armor.
It's meh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool, but it wasn't worth 6 hours of looking for obscure landmarks.
Yeah, plus I like the way some of the gear that I'm wearing right now looks, so I'm like,
yeah.
I don't really want to switch it up to, I mean, even like, the Ezio games, some of that gear you can get, I didn't like the way it looked. I just wore it, especially some of the stuff that was like super bulky.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I'll wear it because it's got great stats, but I don't really like the way it looks. Whereas right now I'm like, this looks really good on Jacob and Evie. I like this a lot. Like I really like their was it Nighthawk gear that you can buy with the credits on from the Ubisoft? I think that's what it's called, like Nighthawk something. I love the way that gear looks. It looks really good. And if the colors would change it a little more, I guess, then I could see you doing that. But I feel like when you do the color palette stuff, it doesn't. It's more like accents that you're changing the color of, minor highlights. You're not necessarily changing the. I mean, you do change the color of the fabric, but it's not as much as I.
Yeah, it depends on the outfit too, because outfits the colors will change more. Yeah. Like the main color will be like the main piece of. The clothing,
yeah.
But on some outfits it changes just like weird obscure colors. So,
I am really enjoying this Assassin's Creed. I definitely look forward to playing more of it. I was going to play a lot of it today, but because I have some buddies free, we're going to, like I said, play some games together. But I'll probably play later tonight and then maybe do some tomorrow. But I'm going to go to Airsoft, so we'll see. But it's a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it a lot. Like I say, I get distracted doing all that side stuff. I'm like, I want to like this part of town, or I want to get this, or I just spent all my components upgrading stuff. I'm like, I need to get more components, so let's go do some side stuff, side content, get some more metals and some more fabric. But
I have every borough unlocked except for Westminster. That's my last one. But I can go do that now because I'm max level. So
yeah. Yeah, it's good.
It's good. And I got to something that actually has to do with like the overarching story, like within the game, not just like cutscene or like stuff you read or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with the game so far. I'm kind of leery because of what people have been saying about the ending.
Yeah.
But the fact that like this thing
happened.
Is in the game.
Yeah.
Makes me pretty happy.
Man, I saw it on my Instagram. I was browsing through, and some of the people I follow are gamers, and someone posted like a screenshot, or their post on Instagram was of their TV, and it had this image on it, and they were playing Syndicate, and I'm like, I mean, it's not like a spoiler. I guess it'd be like it's a spoiler if you didn't expect to see someone. In the game, I suppose you could say. I'm trying to dance around it, but like I saw like someone's face,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh well. I mean, I don't know the context of it, but they're there. I'm like, I guess that's better than. I'm like, I guess that's good to know that happens. Like they didn't say you know, what happened or what, but they were saying they, you know, they had some text along with it, like, I thought I was done, but then I have to do, like, another mission that's super tough or something like that. But it was, like, the screenshot of the face, and I was like, huh, well, I guess that person's going to show up. I'm like, well, good, because now I'm like,
good.
But, because, you know, they weren't there at all in fucking last one.
The only thing is, this thing that I'm excited about, it kind of, like, it kind of just showed up, like, very unceremoniously, and it was very confusing at first. So I'm hoping that they actually, like, I don't know, it's really hard to explain without
spoiling it, but I
hope they talk about it, and then it has more of a presence in the game rather than just this, like, side thing that you can optionally do, right, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we'll see. That's cool.
What sequences that show up in? I mean, if you don't want to spoil, you can type it in.
I noticed it when I was about halfway through sequence 6.
Okay, so pretty far.
But it's possible that it shows up before that. I just didn't notice it before.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Now I'm really curious.
The fuck?
So what happens when you get all the Helix fragments?
I have not gotten all the Helix fragments, but I found out that they are like assassin intel files.
Oh, so those are like files you can read for like...
Yeah, they're like in the database under the encyclopedia, I think.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember where I found them.
Sweet. Good. I'll have to, because I've read a lot of, like, all the intel, and but I didn't know where it all came from. I thought it was just the traditional, you met this person, here's the bio on that person.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that's basically all there was. I didn't realize that the Helix things unlocked additional intel. I was like, oh, sweet.
They're like, they're just like files. I haven't read any of them yet because I wanted to get more so that I could sit down and like read them for a good like hour or whatever.
Yeah, because you know, the one thing I hate about files like that, especially if you collect them out of order, but they don't, they unlock out of order. That's my problem with like Destiny has these things called calcified fragments, which are these ghosts that if you log into your, they unlock these grimoire cards that you can read. And I was reading all of them, the ones I have, and they tell the backstory of like the main antagonist in the game, in The Taken King. And it tells like this huge backstory, like a ton of information. But then I'd have some missing. So it's like all of a sudden I jump from, you know, this character's doing this thing, and all of a sudden, bam, I'm way ahead. And then because I'm missing 5 fragments, so I just all of a sudden something else is happening. But so I don't want to have that happen in Assassin's Creed. Like all of a sudden it's like I read something and bam. I kind of would miss the audio files from Black Flag. I really liked that, the whole present day intel in that one a lot. That was really good. I wish there's more of that to where I can read. You know, obviously I miss more having Sean tell you about stuff because I like the voiceover, the VO stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There, it's under the encyclopedia under present day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a thing that says assassin intel, and it's reconstructed using the Helix glitches.
Okay, and it's present day assassin stuff. Okay,
but see, like I have reconstructed data number 1, and then the next one down the list is number 13.
Nice.
So it's like I want to get at least like a few of them in a row that I can read.
Yeah, man, that'd be great. I look forward to.
You mean you don't count from 1 to 13?
Huh?
From 1 to 13?
No, yeah. I don't. How dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, yeah. I do have a few in order. It's just...
they're far along.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well start from the beginning. It's like, yeah, I'd rather just read it in, like, a giant book than...
Oh, you're going to be excited. They're audio files.
Oh, yes. I love audio files. Yeah.
The highest number I have right now is 33. Oh, some of them are reading. Some of them are audio files.
They should be a mix. Man, yeah. I miss doing those...
That's kind of cool, though.
The puzzles from... the Ezio trilogy, when you have to, you're looking for the piece of Eden in the image, or you have to solve the puzzle. You look for the symbol on the side of the building. I love those. Those are so fun. Some of them are super tough, but
they were fine until Brotherhood introduced the math one, and then I was out. I made Michael do them for me.
Oh, I love them. They were great.
That can do math. Zai's worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Math spider. He's got like an abacus on each arm.
That's like my arch enemy if I was a superhero.
Math spider.
It's like a mathematician that has spider powers.
There you go.
It's like, you need to solve this trigonometry question to save your level. And it's like, I love you guys, but nah, I'm sorry.
Someone needs to make an anime where the teacher is just happens to be a spider.
Oh, the math teacher. All the teachers are like monsters.
He's a spider person, but Zaya sits at her desk facing the back wall. That way she doesn't have to look at the professor. Because she's required to take the course, but she's deathly afraid of spiders.
Nope, I can hear you from here.
That'd be really funny anime. But I guess there's... Yeah, I can't really talk too much of the story because I'm only in four. I mean, there's only some stuff. I like that it kind of just starts off, like, bam, it's kind of in the middle of everything. I like that we don't have to go through the whole build-up assassin section. Like, that's why I feel like there's also only 9 segments where other games have more, but you also spend like 5-6 of the segments establishing the character, like, oh, they have to train, they're not perfect yet. I like this, it's like, bam, they're in. It's like, here's the characters, read the bios on them, find out about their dad, you know, this and that. It's like, great. It's like, I love that. It's like, I can get all the information. I don't need an origin story for these characters.
I think that's one of the things people started to complain about was like every game after Ezio was an origin story, pretty much.
And usually it wasn't that bad. Like, I felt like, they didn't take too long. The one that took forever was goddamn Connor.
Yep.
It just took so long.
They just needed to do something different, because it was the same formula for every game, pretty much. Like, here's a person, they get kind of dragged into it on accident, they decide to become an assassin, and then they get awesome, and, you know, the story's just starting to build up where it's back to, you know, the main arc, and then the game's over.
I did really like Edward Kenway's story, though, where, like, he just takes the guy's gear.
Yeah.
He's like, that's mine now.
I was like, okay, well, I guess Edward's an assassin now.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I thought that was really funny. But yeah, I like this. It's like, nope, their father was an assassin. He raised them on the teachings. It's like, great, there you go. Mm-hmm. Now we know. Yeah. Evie liked all the... Evie's like the people that love the present day storyline, and Jacob's like the people that just want to kill people in the past.
Exactly, that's exactly it.
Yeah, because she loves all the Templar stuff and the pieces of Eden and the precursors.
She's totally into like the purpose of the assassin. And yeah, she's way into like finding the pieces of Eden and, you know, upholding the creed. And Jacob's just like,
and she wants to.
I'm gonna go punch people.
Yeah, she wants to know what the Templars are up to, why they're doing.
Yeah.
What they need the Peace of Eden for, like what their plan is. And he's just like, I just want to take out London and stab people. I want to start the rooks.
Jacob's like, I'm going to go over here and kill this guy. You can deal with what happens after it. And that's the beginning of end of every sequence.
Yeah. I'm going to do this. You have fun.
The end of the sequence is, you know, Jacob uncovers this conspiracy or this plot. And he goes and he kills the person. The beginning of the next sequence is, you know, somebody's like, London is on the brink of collapse. And Evie's like, damn it, Jacob.
Yeah. Come on. I finally got a new mask. God damn. Like, every time I unlocked a stupid mask in Destiny, they always gave me fucking either the Traveler, which I already had from the very beginning, or I got every goddamn engram mask there was. It's like, here's the rare. Here's the legendary. Here's the green one. Here's
the exotic. Aren't the engram masks just like giant, like, engrams, geometric shapes on your head?
Yeah, yes. But you only need one to do the quest. And I don't need, you know, it's not like, do it with the legendary engram. Do it with the exotic engram. It's just, do it with an engram. And I already did it. And it kept giving me the travel ones. I already have the travelers. Stop giving to me. But at least it allowed me to break them apart, which allows you to get the bag that gives you the other masks. Mm-hmm. So,
I hope you realize, just so you know, that I will be summoning you and your cousin to help me get the clan-related trophies in Destiny. That's gonna happen.
You just got farted at.
Yeah,
I did. I think that was the second time this podcast I got farted at by him.
Yep. Farscape. But
yeah,
man, it sucked. So I picked up that. Speaking of Destiny, 250. Come on, what the fuck? I picked up that weapon from Zer, the Zalo, Supercell. And it's like,
and now everybody uses it.
Yeah, now everybody uses it. But it was 280. And I'm like, it was 280, and my current weapon was 289. I'm like, well, I can't infuse him right away because, you know, exotics only take 4 or 3 levels, not the full 5 or whatever that legendaries do. So I'm like, okay, so I waited. Then I got a gun that was 282, put that into the Supercell. Then I got a 284, put that in the Supercell. Then I picked up a 295 randomly, And I'm like, damn it. I'm like, and I went to the Destiny calculator, and if I put the 295 into my current or my legendary primary, it would take me up to 295 because I also don't want to dissolve my one. I want to have an alternative in case I want to run the other exotic weapons I have. You know, because you never know. It's like, oh, I want to bust out the sniper rifle, or I want to do this. So I'm like, I want to have an alternative, kind of like I do for my gear. Like I'm currently running a, you know, my Alchemist raiment body, but I have a backup just in case I want to run, you know, the head, one of my exotic headpieces or the hands. So I'm like, damn it, now I just have to pick up freaking guns that are in between, and getting guns that are in between levels is just so annoying. It's like, I mean, it'd be easier, I guess, if I did the raid, but it's just like, damn it, leveling up this stuff. So bad. At least at one point, I got an exotic engram drop from my, what is it, the Three of Coins. I was doing some stuff, and I picked up a higher ranked version of the Hereafter, which was 290, because the other one I have was 280, so I discarded my 281. Now I have at least the 290, so don't have to worry about
it. Well, if you can get past 300 light, your engrams can start coming out at 310 instead.
Yeah.
Your exotic ones, which helps leveling up.
Well, the highest I can get right now is 295, but otherwise I'm 294.
You should try the raid.
Yeah, I know.
It's actually pretty fun. I enjoyed this raid a lot more than the other ones, and your cousin needs to do it as well. So.
He does it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can take him and me along, and we'll carry you.
I do have to do a strike, apparently, that I unlocked from Eris, which I didn't realize was a thing. It's that... I forget where it is. It's like a harder difficulty version of a strike from before, or something like that. I have to do that now. And then... Yeah. I didn't finish patrol. Damn it! I went to Venus to go patrol it. And I just left once we got done talking about spider professors. Damn it, I didn't finish my
Why bond. Did I come to this planet? I don't remember. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, like I killed some people. Then we got done talking and we moved on. And then once we moved on in the conversation, I backed out of the planet. I didn't mean to do that. But I guess I'll do it now, yeah, because I want to play some more before we talk about the actual story. I figure you'll probably be done with it by the time next week. I could, depending on how quickly I go through the side stuff, and play it this week and ignore Destiny, I could possibly get pretty far. I might actually be able to get a lot of it done tonight, because I don't know if I'm going to go pass out candy in my girlfriend's mom's house.
I think I don't you know, cause... should eat candy at your girlfriend's mom's house.
Oh, yeah. Just fucking eat all the candy.
Is that a euphemism? But,
No, it was actually just straight up go there.
Well, the problem is we have
little kids Halloween candy.
We have decorations at our house that she put up. I'm like, well, I don't want to not be here and then have kids walk. Like, obviously, the golden rule is decoration, lights on. Like, that's the rule. If both things happen to him. So I don't want to be like, but I do like to leave the light on when I know I'm coming back at night. That way I can see when I'm putting in the goddamn key. So I don't want to. And I'm like, okay, now I have to leave the light off. I'm like, but what if they still see it and they come knock on the door? I'm like, well, if I could stay here and just hand out candy, eat the candy I hand out if I wanted, and then play Assassin's Creed. Because she's just going to hand out candy. It's like, I'm not going to do anything over there except being on my phone looking up game news.
So, yeah, so you need to be there for the children that might be disappointed if they come to your house and there's nobody to hand out candy.
Right, they'd be heartbroken. You'd
think of the children.
I have to go buy candy now.
Candy.
Well, there's one year where we didn't even have decorations up, but when I used to live with Flash, and there was one year where someone actually knocked on the door, and he's like, someone knocked on the door, so then I went quiet. I was like, shh. And I was like, I didn't do anything. I just,
oh, you ass.
Because I didn't have, well, one, it was way too early. Like, a guy took his kid out way before trick-or-treat time. So then he went to the next house, whatever. And then I was like, shit, that means kid knocked. And I was like, oh, so now I'm going to go half and get... I didn't even have decorations up or light. Like, it was just, you know, 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right. So then I left and I bought like 3 bags of candy. But I guess between when I left, went to the store, and came back, I guess everybody had already gone through our complex and trick-or-treated because no one showed up. I'm like, I hope like one kid shows up so I can just give him a full bag of candy. Like, just, here, take this whole bag. But no one showed up. I'm like, great, now I have this 3 bags of fucking candy. Like, ugh, I'm just taking to work and let them eat it. But
oh no, how sad. You got a whole bag of candy to yourself. What am I going to do?
I don't want
to
become the goddamn sugar dumpster for this fucking leftover candy. It's like, no, I don't need to eat all this extra crap just because kids didn't come by when I came back. And I can't give away candy to kids after Halloween. You're a fucking crazy person. Don't take candy from strangers unless it's October 31st and you can knock on the door and they can give it to you. It's like so stupid. But whatever.
Oh, Halloween.
Yep. So yeah, I guess, like I said, we can just quit the EC talk there. I'm talking about it more once I'm further along, and then we can have like some spoiler discussions about the story or do some of that. But
oh, I should beat Assassin's Creed Syndicate then, so that you guys can actually explain the story to me, since I missed like 4 games.
Well, just go watch a Assassin's Creed in 5 minutes. I think yeah, someone does that.
That doesn't help. I played The Witcher 2. And watched The Witcher like in 5 minutes videos that you sent, and I still had no idea what was going on.
What? How was that? I didn't even play it, like, and I watched it and I knew what was going on. The only problem I have is I won't remember anybody's name because they're fantasy names. I have the problem with fantasy when they have crazy names. Like, I'm not going to remember this guy's name.
Yeah, it's like, basically.
It's like, or the city. I remember the cities because those names are pretty normal. But it's like, I can tell you, it's like, oh yeah, and then he went here and the king did this. And it's like, you know, it's like King Vivarum Room. I don't know. But which is an NM, H&M, and
I was just like, I didn't want to say anything.
He's a scorpion.
Like, did he just say
King Vivarum? And I was
had a good helm that I wanted for a long time, never got. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in 11 I wanted that I never got.
But most of the stuff in 11.
Yeah, majority of stuff you don't get because it's just like ridiculous crap you have to do.
Oh, you want this drop? Too bad.
It's got a super low percentage. And then
you have to compete against everybody else.
Your link shells on the point system, which is the better system. But I remember I had going through some old files at work, and I used to keep a file of all the our link shell activities that I attended. So you'd see, like, you know, oh, we did Byaku. Yeah, I got 3 points. Or we farmed water. I got 2 points. You know, I have all these points and the days when I attended stuff. So I'd be like, all right, who wants to use some points to lot on this item? But none of the items ever wanted to drop, so. I always thought that was funny. It's like,
That's how 11 worked.
Yeah.
Oh, what the shit.
Yeah, but. Anyways, I guess we can go right away. We need a secret word before we keep reminiscing about FF11, which was a lot of fun, but. Man, I was watching some old, some guy was.
Let's go with Kieran.
There you go. Okay, Kieran. Kieran Knightley. It's like a crossover. No. But, so Kieran will be the secret word.
Damn, Kieran.
Yeah, I know, right?
Never drop my freaking legs.
Manticore.
Really?
Nope.
I know, I
wanted them. Well, they dropped, but I never got them. We never dropped enough for me to get them.
I wanted those.
I was in it long enough that I got them as a Dark Knight, and then I started tanking Sky as a Dark Knight because I got bored one day and wanted to see if I could do it.
Yeah, I've always wanted the goddamn worm legs, so I can have that speed.
Yep.
But I think I got the Byaku, or not Byaku's, but Kieran's Asode, maybe? I don't remember. I did remember the last thing I did before I quit 11 was, actually, I think it was before, before I quit, I bought the last piece of Ares armor. That I needed, because the money for the, like, it was super cheap to buy all that, the goddamn ingots you needed, because those were like fucking millions of dollars for that. So, like, you know what, I'm just gonna finish this, have my Ares armor, there, I'm done, I have all the Ares pieces I wanted in the game, my dragoon, I'm done, and I'm out. It's like, if I could give this gear to someone, I would, but I can't.
So it's mine, goodbye.
Yeah, it's mine, I'm out. But I was watching, someone on Reddit was asking about, you know, hey, what are some cheap capture cards for PS4 and cheap quality ones? And I did a thing, he's like, well, they're usually not cheap and you want to spend some money on a good one. So I was telling him, like, oh, you know, the Elgato HD60, you should get that one because it's great. It's the one I use. And I linked some videos to my YouTube of PS4 capture versus the Elgato. And then also exporting the files from the Elgato to Final Cut Pro, and then loading from Final Cut Pro to YouTube to show quality loss. You know, because you'll get some minor loss. It's not a lot, but there's minor loss when you keep exporting a file and importing over and over and over. I mean, hell, you get lost when you upload to YouTube anyways. But some of the videos I was posting, like, I was using FF14 as examples. So I had some footage before and some footage after I got the capture device. And I watched those. I was like, man, I miss playing 14, like with my free company. It's like this was so fun. Like I posted like the video of our turn 5 laughing fails, and then someone doing a really bad elusive jump when we're doing turn 7, and he just petrifies everyone. That's my favorite video. I love it. It's so good. But I was like, man, I kind of miss playing 14, which I wouldn't mind going back and playing. I have to renew my subscription. I mean, I guess now that I have AC on a disc, I can just play AC and be logged into 14. And just do that like I do with Destiny at the moment. But it's like I just, there's so much right now, I don't really have time, so.
3.1 patches on the 10th.
I know. But I still have all the 3.0 crap I have to do still story-wise. I've barely done any of it. Like, I remember I was doing a bunch of it when I was watching Season 1 of Rick and Morty. But, it was like,
that sounds like a good day right there.
That was a good day.
Playing Final Fantasy 14 and watching Season 1 of Rick and Morty.
I was like, man, yep. I need a Mr. Meeses to do all these crappy quests for me.
That is
all the, like, fetch quests.
Day.
Yeah. But, it was a good day. But, yeah, I definitely want to get back to it at some point. I just don't know when.
They're adding Lord of Verminion.
I saw.
It's a Minion RTS game in the Gold Saucer.
Yep. Man, you know what? Speaking of not Final Fantasy, but keeping up with kind of other things, I still have to do that dumb quest to get the No Time to Explain. I have to do the Vault of Glass.
Oh, yeah, I still have that too. See, yeah. You just need to like sit down and tell your cousin that he's helping you out for a day, and I'll jump in. And
you know, he said he'd do that. Like, he's
things
like,
will happen.
Easily, we'll go. Yeah, it'll be good times. You know, what's up? Yeah,
that sounds like the plot of an adult movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
I'll jump in. Things will happen.
Yep, that's right. It'll be good times. You don't know. Like, you'll wake up. You're like, what? But yeah. All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for this episode then. And then hopefully next week we'll have some more talk about AC. Izzy can talk about breaking more stuff in his house.
No, I'm not going to break anything else. That was the limit.
Mm-hmm. He learned his lesson.
He took it.
I learned my lesson. I'm still amazed it happened.
That's funny.
In my fault, or in my, not my fault.
In my fault. In my fault.
In my defense. Destiny is really fucking dumb sometimes with how it handles pretty much every type of matchmaking.
That's why I don't play multiplayer. Da da da. They have to deal with it. But, yep. Well, good luck on your future PvP endeavors.
Yeah, sounds like you need all the luck you can get.
Yeah.
Painful.
Alrighty. Well, that'll wrap it up for this episode then, while Izzy goes and recovers.
I need to unplug and switch monitors so I can sign out then successfully.
Yeah, like Alt F. Well, never mind. You can't do that. It's going to give you a shortcut, but like, you're not on a Mac, so I can't. That doesn't help you. Just control delete it. Or just hard shut down your computer.
Hard shut down my PC.
Strangle your computer to death.
Problem solved. Just hold the button. Shh, go to sleep.
Everything will be okay.
Yeah. But all right. Well, thank you, Izzy, and thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later. Bye.